is the very bottom of the page. So we're trying to work out the Mishnah. Why in the first part of the Mishnah it says that the estate goes to her, and the second part we say the divide between her if she dies, the divide between her Yoshim and the husband. So Abai comes along and says, Abai says, Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah where it says that if she's still alive, she gets to keep it. The Nafluk Shehishamed is Yavam. Her estate fell into her possession while she wasn't married yet to anybody else. Therefore, she's independent. She can do whatever she wants with the property. She can sell it. But Sefer is talking about what we say, but the Machlek Yisham and Hillel, the Shammai said that you divide it equally between her family and her husband's family, is the Nafluk Shehitacht of Abal. He's talking about when she was still married to Reuven, that's when she inherited the estate. Now, there's a Machlekis between Abaye and Rava. When you say that when a couple living together and the wife has a Yerusha, is the pshat that the husband's rights are superior to the wife's, or they're equal? Abaye holds that the husband's rights are superior to the wife's, and Rava holds that the husband's wives are equal. So therefore, it goes like this. Abaye holds that they're equal. So therefore, Abaye is like this. Top of the page. Yada ki yada. That they're equal. So when she was married to Reuven, when the state fell into her, when she was independent, of course she's free. Everyone's made it. But when she was married to Reuven, she and her husband are both equal. Because she and her husband are both equal, so therefore when she is now a Shemeres Yom, the husband died, Reuven died, Shimon's ties are always one step lower, one notch lower. So therefore her rights are superior to Shimon's, so therefore Hillel says she gets to keep it now. Her family, she dies, her family gets it. But Shammai holds no, that his rights, the husband's rights, are stronger than the wife's rights, and Reuven was stronger than hers. So when Reuven died, and then she's now a Shemeres Yavam, and she died, Shimon's rights are one step lower than Reuven. So what makes it Shimon equal to her? Therefore, Yoshe Baal and the Yavam split it equally. That's by Shammai. Hillel holds no, that his rights are equal to hers. So when the Shemeres Yavam is one step lower, therefore it stays with her family. That's Abaye. Rava disagrees. Rava holds that even according to Hillel, Reuven's rights were stronger than his wife. So therefore, it should have been equal. And why does the Mishnah say that she gets to keep a Shemeres Yavam? So therefore, Rava says, either Nafluk Shehitacht of the Baal, if it would happen about Reuven, Kuli Amal Lepliki the Yodai Difim Yodai. Everyone agrees that Yodai Adifim Yodai. Everyone, Rava says that even Hillel says that Yodai Adifim Yodai. And therefore, when Shemeres Yavam, even Hillel should have said he should divide equally. Because one step lower than Yodai Adifa Miyodai is that they're both equal. El Idi Vinafal Bashimel Yavam. The Reish and the Sefer both talking about when did she yashin the statement she shemeres Yavam? So how come the Reish we say that she's a right to sell it? And the Sefer will be Machlek Shamahil, whether you divide it or whether it goes to Shimon, to the Yavam. Reish is talking about the Loy of Abamaimah. Reish is talking about that you did not do a Maimah, therefore she's totally free. She is totally free. And say for the other maimer, so you did a maimer, and according to Shammai, a maimer is kainah, so therefore it's equal half and half, at least partially. And according to Hillel, you becheskas and you leave it with her because the maimer is not kainah. The suffix nusuya vaday arusa, so a suffix nusuya is considered a definite rusa, at least litchayz b'tzara, that the tzara no longer she's now a free woman because her co-wife now is a zika. It has a maimer to Shimon, the suffix nusuya lachlik v'nechasim. And according to Shammai, since it's a suffix nesua, therefore you divide the nechasim between her state and Shimon's estate. Itmo, we learn much better. That's what we're talking about. That's according to Shammai, it's called an element. Hill, Maimon does nothing. Zero. That's why Hill says, Bechez Kasan, it stays with her. Itmo, we learn much better. Rabbi Lozer, Kavasa, Rabbi Lozer, name it Rabbi name it like Rabbi. 100%. That's a chilek reishon sefer. According to Hillel, is no chilek reishon sefer. Hillel holds both cases; it remains with her. In other words, no difference. Exactly. According to Shammai, there's a difference when there's a maimer or not. When there's no maimer, obviously it's hers. She can sell whatever she wants. But when there is a maimer, it's a suffix nesua. So when she dies, half goes to her family and half goes to the yavam. So we learned Rabbi Lazar holds like Rava that the issue is maimer. And according to Bishamay Maimer, it does sort of halfway. The Itmar Mashmei, Rabbi Chanina, Kavasi Abaye, Melim Rabbi Chanina, like Abaye, that Yodai Ki Yodai. Me Amar Rabbi Lozer, how did Rabbi Lozer say that? That what? That he agreed that a maimed is koinev. Amar Rabbi Lozer, that if the yavam can yashin half of their estate. Didn't Rabbi Lozer say maimed by shamay ain't no koinev? That maimed, according to the shamay, is only limited. The litchayz betzarel b'levad. That the co-wife is now free. That's all. Nothing to do with her. With yavam yashining part of her money. Says Gemara, if you're right, swap the names around. Uri boy say malay lam loy tefer. Don't swap it around. I'm looking at Rabbi Lozer. Ki amri. I know when did I say the loy sagi lo beget? It's not enough to have a get. Elo de boy nami chalitza. You also need chalitza lachleg minuchasim. The economy. Amar. I was talking about when I said that a maimer's kind of partially like Beshama is to tell you only partially and not all of it. To tell you that the maimer on the one hand. Freeze the tzara, that's maimer's koine, but it's not koine to say, okay, now all he has to do is give her a get and she's a free woman because she's considered married. No. She still needs a chalitza. Maimer does not take away the chalitza. That's all I was speaking about. I didn't talk about whether the yash is or not, and maybe Taki he does yash in half. It's like something to sue. According to Shammai, is a free woman. She's a co-wife of a married woman. So, in other words, something already happened to the other wife, so she's free. Yeah, but we already had this machlek before. B'shamay's ill, but this is B'shamay's opinion. He looks on the pasuk that Maimed is kainer. That's right. Yeah, but that's only Shammai's opinion. Yeah. Omer Papa says the Yukel Masis Gavos Abaya. I'll prove it to you for the Mishnah like Abaya. That the chiluk between the Reisha Seif is. The Reisha is talking about that the Nechassim fell into her estate when she was already a Medrash Yom Reuven died. That's why it's all hers. And the Sefer is talking about that she inherited the Nechassim when she still married to Reuven. And that's the Machleb Shammai's Hillel. How strong Reuven's if Reuven's reaches. If Reuven's very strong, then Shemesh Yom is one step lower, makes them equal, half and half. Or if Reuven was equal to her, then when Reuven dies and Shemez Yom is a step below on that, then all of it goes to the woman. How do I prove in the Mishnah? But Afagav, even though you can still ask me a question, the Kashya Mesa, according to Abaya, one outstanding issue remains. Why does the Mishnah say that she died? What's the relevance of the fact that she died? According to Abaya, the only difference is between the Reish and the Sefer is whether she had a maimer from Shimon or she did not have a maimer from Shimon. That's rather. According to Abaya, that here it happened when Reuven was she inherited the state when her husband was alive. So then, the Reuven's family has a much stronger relationship to this property. Or she inherited the state when Reuven was already dead, and therefore Reuven's family has very little, and she's total control. That's the difference. Why did she have to die in the sefer? What's the relevance of that? And also, why talk about the property itself? What about the dividends from the property? Same issue. Is it hers or does she have a right to it? That was a question we asked in the beginning. And that is going to remain the question, and we don't know the answer. So what? It's not such a big deal. It's not a problem why it says death. You know what's my proof? It says in the Mishnah, if we're talking about, like Rav learned, that the mission that everything happened when Reuven dead is died already and when she was a Shemeres Yavam. So what do you mean Nechassim Han Nechnosim Nechassim? Where? She's not married to anybody right now. She's in a state of limbo. Reuven is dead, and she inherited the Nechassim according to Rav and others after Reuven died already. And then the she died, and this issue came up before Shimon married her. So what Nechassim Han Nechnosim Nechassim? Where? According to Abaya. But no, Nechnasim means he brought it into the marriage. Brought it into the marriage. So according to Abaye, that the Reish is talking about, it happened when she was married to Reuven, she inherited his estate. Now it makes sense. Nechasim ha-nechnasim. It doesn't matter if it came to the first day of the marriage, it came to somewhere in the middle of the marriage. So that's why that is called Nechasim ha-nechnasim v'yotzimimu. So Abaye makes sense. But according to Rava, that it all happened after when she was no longer married to anybody, not to Reuven, and she's waiting for Shimon. What's Nechnasim ha-nechnasim? That's it. Nechashiyar shula. But ha-nechnasim means she brought into a marriage. There is no relationship here. She brought it into the husband. And then when her husband died, it goes back to her family. The cash, you still have a problem with Mesa. And also the problem, why I argue the properties of what are the difference. So let me, you have a cash. You get clap and band. My diik is much stronger. Interesting. It's not taking. He says, so you see, you walk around, it doesn't bother me. Bothers you, let it bother you. Shammai. Yeah.
It's a fairly strong.
Yeah.
the whole process of
Yibum
is going to
say,
Yibum
Bal
Karcha.
That's the Rabbanu say, yeah.
If you come and you do this Naimu, we Kiddush, she's got a right to say, no, I don't want to go to Sabbath. So then when you do this Naimu, yeah. She said, no, I don't accept your Naimu, so where is she at?
Well, Naimu she doesn't have to accept.
Exactly. But in other words, the Maimer doesn't achieve much to her, it achieves for him.
We had before, if you remember, a whole boyer here, if Maimer calls the Beis Shammai Nisuyin Oysa or Eidus Oysa. Here we're saying it's like a suffix Nisuyin. So Maimer is very powerful according to Beis Shammai.
Exactly, but I mean, when yeah. Saying it's Nisuyin, it's still dependent on her, because she has to agree to it.
Yeah. It's true, but once she agrees, this is it.
Correct, yeah. But if she
refuses,
big deal. She's still a
Shemeres Yochel. Yeah. There's a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos when we say the Shammai says that Maimir makes a Nisui. What's Maimir? His word is that Maimir is a Kinyan. Machlekes was the Rabban Raisa. He doesn't. The Gemara itself doesn't go into the Rabban Raisa. It's a machlekes Rishonim. But the word of a Shammai is that a Maimir is a Kinyan, not just a lip service. It says that if you marry her, she's completely your wife. What are you trying to tell me? If you want to leave her, then you don't know more chalitza. All you do is give her divorce. Furthermore, you can take her back. First of all, you tell me you divorce again. Pshit, that's your wife. Why shouldn't you give her divorce? Nay, second, I would have thought. How you look, Steve? It says in the pasuk that the yavama marries her. You take her as a wife. The yivma, it still calls him a yavam. So we would have thought that even after you marry her, you're always a yavam, and therefore that if you ever want to part company, it's not sufficient just to give her a get. You still have to also remove the yivam part. Through chalitza, maybe you need both get and chalitza. That's what you would have thought. Look, Yibma, Yibum Medishol, chalitza, even get loy. That maybe you need chalitza and a get, but chalitza, but not a get. Chalitza is one good. Kamashlan, that no, that says the isha and therefore is a complete wife. Then you tell also another chiddush is machzida that even you divorce her like any other woman. Once you divorce, you can take her back. Also, this one you can take her back. Why not? It's your wife. You can take her back. Nochmeh, b'frat, you just said you don't even need chalitza anymore, just to get. I mean, it's mamish your wife, so why can't you take her back? So the more name. Sometimes I would have thought mitzah derami rachmona leavda. The whole remember it's your brother's wife. You're not living with your brother's wife. Over here you had a mitzah, but you already did the mitzah before you divorced her. So now that you divorced her, what right do you have to take her back? Maybe the mitzah's gone. You can't take her back anymore. Hash to take him alebi isir eshed ach. No, you can still take it back. How do you know you can take it back? On Makro, it says in the Pasik, you take her as a wife. The Chiddush is, once you took her back, it's your wife. Then when she said, where does she collect the ksuba from her first husband's estate? My time, why should the second husband pay for it? Every man pays for the ksuba. Why should he go to the first husband's estate? Isha hikna loy mede shemaim. He had no breda here. It's not like he chose her, and therefore we say, look, it's going to cost you. He had no brady. The Abishah told him that he has to do it. And therefore, he doesn't have to pay from his own money. He can pay from Reuven's, Reuven's thing. The E less lam. So no, therefore, she has no shibud on his estate. He can just go ahead and sell willingly his own estate. Because her money is coming from Reuven's estate. What about Reuven has no estate? The E less lam in addition. Then to kinyan lam mishayin. Second one. Kadesh loy te kalam in letzia. Why? Because otherwise, he will just throw it out. Takes what he has. The shayinim. So if you're worried that we want him to take it seriously, when something costs you, you treasure it more than if it costs you nothing. So why, if let's say there is money in Reuven's estate, we don't charge Shimon? Then Shimon can just throw out a nilly willy. But the truth of the matter is not so simple, because if it comes out of Reuven's estate, it's costing Shimon as well. Because if it wouldn't have been given a ksuba, you would have more to Yash. Remember, Shimon takes over Reuven's estate. So it doesn't really... 100%. Exactly. So it doesn't really make a difference which way. It still costs him. Mishnah. Okay, start doing Rashi's me. Mishnah mitzvah be godol yam. Who should be the one to be miyabim the woman a mitzvah? Ideally, the oldest one. Loi rotze, he refuses. Mahalchin al kolach, go to every brother. Loi rotze, they're all refused. Chayin, go back to the oldest one. Vayim, they tell him alecha mitzvah. You have the mitzvah. Ay chalitz, ay yam. Either you give chalitza or yivim. Tola be katan nachi yadol. The guy gives three excuses. He says, let's wait for that younger brother. He's only 9 years old. Maybe he'll take a want to marry. Maybe he'll be happy to marry her. Oy be God, the oldest one is not here yet. Wait till he comes back home. Or have another brother who is a fool or a chedesh. Let's ask him. Maybe he'll be happy to marry. Ain't shaymin like we don't listen to him. Elohim like we give him a choice. Alecha mitzah, you have the mitzah. Oy chalait, oy yayam. You're the oldest one here now, so you have to, and we force him. Mishnah.
You said before, the younger one can chap.
Yeah, can chap, but here nobody's chapping. Obviously, nobody really wants it.
If the younger one
Yeah, whoever does it ends up doing the mitzvah. But the chatchila, when the bezin intercedes or intervenes, Rashi mitzvah gadol mevahoyah habchoyer hashatayil. It says b'choyer, the oldest. Lo yiratzim mefarish b'gemara. Tala b'katan, katan mamish. Under by mitzvah. Uvi gadol so your gadol la'achim. He was the oldest. Yeah, true. But we changed the whole pasuk around. We had chavdala. We had all these different rushes. So your gadol la'achim is the young. The oldest one was overseas. V'yesh lo ach kan hagadol menachim shofaneinu. But we have a younger brother. But he's the oldest here present. The taller girl asks of an angel boy. So the oldest one here present says, "Let's wait for the bchay." Leiman, I'm tinyul. I wait you. God will many oldest. I mean, Yav Moichah maybe will be happy to marry you. That's how the Gemara learns. I'm a Tashma. But God will answer the Yam. Ain shaming. We don't listen to him. We don't wait. We say that the Chalitza God will differ. The Gemara asks a question. But the Gemara later on will discuss. But Yibam, we know the oldest one. What about Chalitza? Is also such an inyan that the oldest one should give Chalitza? Or once you give the Chalitza, makes no difference who does it, because the whole idea is to sever your ties, not to create ties. So when that puzzle am I creating? Yivami, Yivami, yeah.
That's the first one. Which one is
that? True, but it's true at all then, because then the oldest one go work our way down. The question is, Yibum is creating a bond, so it's a Hoyab Chesha Teilei. So we're talking about creating the bond. Chalitza is, it's not really, in fact, we learned before, Chalitza Mokim is not even a mitzvah. So in other words, it's just ending the relationship completely. So is there an Indian then who can make a difference? Who does it? That's the most question. The more reason I have from this mission here that we go to, that we, he said, let's go to the God, as if the God we should have waited. But the reason is because we don't want to wait. So it seems the Chalitza also, with the God in the Yam, angel, we said that Chalitza God, if I'm my angel, listen, that's more said later on. Let's wait, the most of Chalitza. Alma, Oiz, the Yam, God will be Kolachlu, he's the oldest one. Even he's older, even the after God lachem and you're here present. Alech mitzvah, the shuiy mitzvah machine. We have a rule: we don't delay mitzvahs. What we're fathers doing? We're explaining. Right? Nothing more. Eat what we learned. Bias cotton. You have a choice. The beer of the youngest one is more than happy to marry her. But chalitza, the oldest one is more than happy to give her chalitza. What takes precedence? Plegi, but Rabbi Yechem Shmuel Levi. Chadam, a bias cotton adif because why? Yibum is the most important thing. So if the cotton is the only one willing to do it, let's go to cotton. The chadam a chalitza is godly for. The most important thing is to have a godly involved. If he wants to do chalitza, let him do chalitza. Mandam a bias cotton adif for the mitzvah be yibum. Mandam a chalitza godly for. Mokin God will be his cotton. Love klumi. Mokin God will be his cotton is nothing. Rashi, bias cotton is godly. God will write to lachlitz. The cotton man, we don't mean under bar mitzvah, then obviously he can't do it. But the younger son over bar mitzvah writes to liyavim. High cotton lav cotton mamish. She's not a cotton mamish. The cotton lav bar chalitza. A cotton that tried to give chalitza. The yibum hushem and the yibum hushem and yimatis haris. Nor can he do yibum because maybe who said that he'll be able to bear children. Yeah. And even that Rabban who hired me, and then I choshel muta the cotton mutl yabim. Later on, we'll see. The machlek is if a cotton can be miyabim, and the shy over 9 years old, he's roll the beer. And the shail is, are we worried that he might turn out to be a sadi? So may is choshel muta, and therefore he cannot. And chum are not worried muta, and he could. So maybe talk with my 10-year-old here. Says Rashi, hocha vade sugedish mayim mucha. The Gemara itself seems to be completely clear. The love cotton mamishu. Midi kapar lekamim. We learn later on. Tala b'katan yagdul v'sharmi answers yemitzlam. There we say we don't want to delay mitzvahs, but that means we're waiting for the cotton to grow up. Alma, but cotton mamish kula meida. So we see from this, at least this Mishnah, if it's a cotton 9, 10 years old, everyone's meida. You got to wait till 30 because it says you got to wait. So therefore, must be we're talking about over by mitzvah here. Anyway, the mocking God will be as cotton lav klumu. The mitzvah God the ramyo. So the question: what's the main thing here? The God rule or the main thing is the mitzvah of yibum? What's more important? That's the machlekes here. Says the Gemara. Tana says in our Mishnah,
Loi Rotsa. Why love klumu? Because he's a cotton.
Yeah, so the later on is the machlekes whether cotton can be miyabim. So the Rashi, but our Gemara here definitely holds that a cotton has to wait. Now we learn. Loi Rotsa says in our Mishnah, the oldest one refuses. Loi Rotsa, Marzio Kolach, go after all brothers. My love, what did the oldest one refuse to do? My love, Loi Rotsa li yabim elachas. The old one says, look, I don't want to give yibim, I'm more happy with chalitza. And yet, the Mishnah says we'll continue working our way down. What does that show? That Yibum takes precedence of Chalitza even though it's a cotton versus a gadol. Uktani mahalchin says, ach, yishmah min abiyas, cotton adifa. Say, well, I know. Who told you, Pshat, in the Mishnah that the oldest one said, I'm happy to do Chalitza? Didn't say that. All it says, he refused to do Yibum. Maybe he also refused to do Chalitza. Maybe Loi Rotsa lachas v'loi li yabim. The kava, maybe that's what it means. The kavosi gabe achin. So what's that? That's how you want to shot. So tell me, how's the rest of the mission work out? And Loi Rotsa, none of the brothers, obviously it follows the same pattern. Whatever the oldest brother didn't want to do, none of the other brothers wanted to do. So none of the brothers wanted to do Yibim or Chalitza. Loi Rotsa, Loi Lach, Loi Yabim. Ebezei, Amai Chayzim. So now we're going to force. Once we're going to force, Amai Chayzim is going to, why go to the oldest one? To force him, the kafir to do, whichever the last person you spoke to. The last guy says, no, I'm not interested. force it right then and there. Give a chalitza. Why? Nobody wants to do it. Why are we going to the oldest to force him? The Gemara, why? Simple. Kivan the mitzvah leidei damya. Since the fact of the matter is the oldest one should be the one doing yibum, if not yibum, chol pachas chalitza, is leidei kafin, and that's why it makes sense. We should force the oldest one. So we have no right in my Mishnah either way. Rashi, El lechutan mahalchem kol achin ulai yibum mil mera. My choice is the God of Yam, Bishleim. But if he said chol rotz, but it's not yibum, if he said Bishleim, when they say refused, it's yibum. But they're happy to do chalitza. If they're happy to do chalitza, it makes sense. You go to the oldest one, to the mitzvah, the oldest. Lachi choice is a God. Kim the kula boil mechay. They all want to do chalitza. Iu nami boil mechay also wants to. Iu kodim, he goes first. If they want to do the mitzvah, then he has rights. Eliam, but I feel the boy. Nobody wants to do the mitzvah. We're forcing. Am I choisin to godul? Pshita, the machvir, the mecher, the nichvir, do whoever it is. Like nichvir bezin, kula high. Why bezin? The daf can find all those. Whoever the last person we're talking to is okay. You know what? Let's do chalitza right now. Says the Sigmar answers because he's the one who has a mitzvah, so we're going to force the guy who has a mitzvah to do. Right. Tonight we let the mitzvah further. Tala bekotna chiyagdu. If the guy gives an excuse, we have a kid. A baby boy, a brother. Let's wait till he gets old enough. Maybe he wants to marry her. Ain't shaymila. Now, ebias katan adifa. If you tell me that the b of a katan is actually better, the youngest one is better than the oldest chalitza, why taka don't wait? Am I ain't shaymila? Let's wait till my god deal. Maybe we'll grow up. And meyadme who want to do yibum. If you tell me that's more important, emphatic gemara tzriik or timech. But you want to say what the oldest, yeah? Well, time according to you, uvi godl achi yom neyam. He said, "Look, let's wait. I have an older brother, a pchayt, who's overseas. Let's wait. He comes back. Everyone is made that the oldest brother has the mitzvah, and we say, don't wait. Why not? Is that aya? The problem is not that there's no mitzvah with the oldest, or there's no mitzvah with the younger. Maybe there is a mitzvah with the youngest of the yibum, but we don't want to wait. Waiting shi mitzvah lemashin. That's the vorta. Am I into? Let's wait. The most we call it elokoshi mitzvah lemashin. We don't want to wait. That's one version of the machlekes. Exactly. That's one version." However, East the Amri, others say there's another version. Bibia kuliamale plea. When it comes to bia, there's no machlekes. The bia is called nadifa. There's no machlekes that a child's bia is better than chalitza as call up not a child. The young man's bia because the mitzvah, the real mitzvah is yibum. Chalitza we said before is not a mitzvah compared to yibum. He's keep pleading. When the machlekes bechalitza's cotton, the machlekes is regarding the chalitza of a when it comes to chalitza. Does it really make a difference who's first and who's second? This is how he's supposed to learn the machlekes of Rabbi Yechiel Meshur Malevi. Chalitza's cotton, the chalitza's godul. Pligi by the machlekes if there's an inyan at all to go one way or another. Rabbi Yechiel Meshur Malevi. Everyone agrees that if there's a question of yibum versus chalitza, yibum comes first. The question now is the bechlal within chalitza an inyan of who goes once it's chalitza breaking ties?
But if you say yibum is first, you still have to go through the process.
Yeah. Al yibum. Now we finish the yibum and now it's chalitza. That makes a difference who you go to. Chadam a chalitza godifu. Just like yibum, the oldest one should be take precedence over the chalitza. The chadam a kiyat dodininu. No, here's the same thing. Manam a chalitza godifu. The mitzvah begadol. To the mitzvah begadol. Vidach. And the other one says ki amri mitzvah begadol in yibum. Alin chalitza mehadol. It's the exact same thing. Tanan we learned. It says in the Mishnah loy rotsu. The all the brothers refused and chayin eats a godol. Seems clear for me that what when it comes to what do we do now? We go to chalitza. And what do we do with chalitza? Who do we go to? To the godel. Isn't that clear from my Mishnah that chalitza also there's a hierarchy? My love, loy rotu liyabim el lach. I'm going to forget before. Maybe the older brothers, I don't want to do yibim, but I want to do chalitza. And we go back to the older brother. It's my love, loy rotu liyabim el lach. Tony choizin, it's a good, good older one. Ushmam in a chalitza that godel adif. When it comes to chalitza also, we start from the top. Say, no. Loy rotu loy lach liyabim. Let's tell the Mishnah forget. They all refuse to do everything. Now we're going to have to force somebody. Forcing somebody, we say we go to the godel, because since he had the mitzvah of yibum. But if, let's say, they all say we don't want to do yibum, they also were happy to do chalitza, it makes no difference who does the chalitza. It's once you're, nobody wants to do it, we have to force, we'll go to the one who had the mitzvah of yibum, which is the oldest one, and say, okay, you're not doing your mitzvah, go do the chalitza.
Which is, both, in other words, according to this version, both men the Amrim say that the
yibum of the
yibum, and it belongs to the oldest
one. Oldest one, but yeah, everyone agrees to that. And but if
so
the oldest one,
it's the chalitza, so therefore, they both would have to agree with you.
So there's no right from my Mishnah. We can learn the Mishnah two ways. Learn the Mishnah is that they say we don't do yibum, do chalitza, and then the Mishnah go back to the oldest one. So klar chalitza, go to the oldest one. Or the Mishnah that the Mishnah don't, they don't want to do any. Nobody wants to do chalitza either. If you nobody wants to do chalitza, you force the oldest. But if somebody wants to do chalitza, a young one, go for it. Study Gemara. So the Gavase learn the Mishnah that way. They all don't want to do anything. Gabi Godl Rotz Lachlo Yabim. If nobody wants to do anything, so why Taka to go back to the oldest one? My Chosen it's a Godl Michve. Why do we say question before? Why do you force the oldest one? Likfila Judu. Let's force anyone was there. And the Gemara came the Mitzvah later. Since he has the Mitzvah of Yibum, he doesn't want to do it. So we go back to the oldest one. Well, right. Toshma coming here. Tola Big Godl says right to the Mishnah. Same question before. Tola Big Godl, if he says, let's wait to oldest brother, actually, if we come back in the Yam, ain't showing, listen, either the Chalitza Godl Difa, if you say Chalitza the Godl Difa, am I ain't showing, like, okay, maybe not for Yibam, why don't you wait for the Chalitza? Ninta, Dilmi, Oscar, may come to Chalitza. If anyone wants to think with time, Mech, how do the Mishnah be cotton? If he says, look, the young, everyone agrees that the Yibam is the first Mitzvah to do. Said by a cotton, if he says, let's wait till he grows up, maybe he'll want to marry, actually, Yagdl ain't showing, like, we don't listen, am I, Ninta, Dilmi, Godl, Miyab, maybe we want to Miyab, Ellen of Oz, Koshi, Mitzvah, Shinin. Same thing. So no right for Mishnah either way. We learned in the Mishnah. Mitzvahs Yibum Koidem Mesle Mitzvahs Chalitza. There's no question that Mitzvah of Yibum comes before Chalitza. But Rishoyne, in the olden days, Shoyim Miskavni, imagine the Mishnah says the olden days. Shoyim Miskavni, in the olden days, they did everything L'Shem Shamayim. So when a brother in law married a Yavam, married a Yavama, they did it purely because it's a Mitzvah, then for sure we encourage Yibum. Today, they're doing it out of love. Nobody does it out of mitzvah. Then Amru, they say, in fact, mitzvah chalitza is mitzvah yibum. Better do chalitza rather than yibum. Amar Rav says, Rav, even though today we encourage chalitza, but Rav ain't koifin. But if the Yav and Yavama say we want to marry each other, even today we're going to allow them to marry. We encourage chalitza, but if they want to, we allow them to marry. We'll see later. Machleis Abba Shaul Nachacham. Let's do Rashi. Amar Avin Koyfin. I nicha le tavayu le yavum at top of the page. If they both want to marry, ain't Koyfin oisay lachle. But don't force them to chalitza. The name Lala Mitzvah Bechad. They have no intention of mitzvah. According to Abba Shaul, upaga be ichad eishad ach. Abba Shaul says that today, if you don't do l'shem shemayim, you're doing an isra of eishad ach. The only way he pushes away is if you do l'shem shemayim. That's why he doesn't allow you to do yibum. Rav says no, we're not that strict. We encourage chalitza, but if you don't, you want to marry, it's all right. It's not like eishad ach. Ella, you buy me up, me or hey, weird. Who saw you leave him? He wants to marry me. I'm the lebina le, but she said I don't want to. But I'm the devarim the kari, man. What she says makes sense. If we trick him, if we trick him somehow or another, say, look, let's say, give her chalitza and she'll give you $200. Matin, let me trick him. Sounds like from here that you don't have to give him the $200. Otherwise, it's not a trick. Matin from the word toss, it's like a trick. Be life. He still refuses. He wants to marry her. She does not. She wants chalitza. Then kafinale. When does Rav say that we allow them to get married if they both want to get married? But if he does and she doesn't, then we're going to first we try to make him happy and we say we'll give him money even though we don't. But if he doesn't work, we force him. The cholam of sheish benai li vamish nafel and mukish chikka. We learned before. How do you know that we don't force her? Could we learn? Sorry. Yeah, but we'd have thought maybe it's a mitzvah because it says Yibba Balkocha. But we learned before if she refuses to get married to the guy to Mukeshchin, that was an example. If she doesn't want to live with this man, we're not going to force her. So, same thing over here. She ain't chais be noiser. Nobody's forcing him. He wants to. The Yibma. Yeah, we had in the beginning, there was that. We showed them. Yeah, we had one. Exactly. So it's been before that Mukishchin. So Rashi is saying it's not just Mukishchin. Mukishchin is somebody who's despicable. Not somebody. Anybody she doesn't want to marry, she doesn't think that. And Rashi said in the beginning, she has to convince us that what she's saying is real, not stam because she will love somebody else, and that's not a good enough reason. But she gives a reason why she can't, incompatible with this particular person. Then we're not going to force her to stay married to her. Don't think it's only Mukeshchin. Call a masla she didn't whatever. She can give us, explain to us. A guy who tied in the bursi, a guy who worked in this trade that was despicable, that died. Had a brother, bursi. He had a brother who was a tanner, and tanners we know had the terrible smell. Even though your brother is the same profession, him I love him that much. I was able to bear it. You, I can't take it anymore. It's good. Same thing. Or his breath. Boy, Paskin Hirkas about a big case when he gets murdered al Arusa. We write a getters murdered that she's a rebel. And got a woman, but ain't case when he gets murdered al Shemer Yavim. Shemer Yavim, we call how time for all these reasons. Kafin Levi force him to call your glitzer. The shock click suba, and she can collect the suba. We call honey ain't case when these you don't force the hocker. Hey, if I name Nicholas, but here they both agree. That's what Rav says. Tell you what, right? And that's halacha. He also came to Rav. When he came to Rav, Amaluhu, e boys chalutz, e boys yavim b'didot talchman. This is how he used to tell them. It's your choice. The e lot. It seems like from both. He said, "Look, guys, your choice. You want chalitza? Fine. You want yibum? Both of you want yibum? You can have yibum." Says a pasuk, "V'im le'yach b'se each." It says, "V'im le'yach b'se each." It says clearly, if you don't want, mash mahayim chafetz. If you want, iboy chalitz, iboy yibum. You got a breida. After you do this, and kaifim, you don't force. You also, you don't force them to give chalitza. We give them the choice. How do I know that? The asking of Yehuda, of Yehuda, of Talmud, he made a takana, begitta, begitta, chalitza. This is what he used to say. Ech pleini, is about pleini, this woman, the daughter of that person, akar v'yaz pleini, went to this person, Yivam, her brother-in-law. Kadmona lebedin in front of a bezin, v'ish to madoyina. She told him, the achva, the misna, ma'abaninu, that your brother died from your father, and that was your mukhiv now in Yavam. We say to him, "Eat tzavos liyavim yavim." This is part of the discussion that we do with the potential chalitza. Do you want to marry your sister-in-law? And if not, if you don't want to marry, eat la le'raglach diyamina. Stretch out your right leg. Eat la le'raglach diyamina. Stretch out the right leg. V'shod is b'nei malaglayu. Go remove the shoe from his foot. No, this is what we do by chalitza. This is the whole procedure. But it says clearly, mere, we say we give you a choice. So you hold like that. The yark is go and spit in front of him. Shpayach, this is what we tell the woman. The mizchazil lebeidina, in front of the bezdin, that the bezdin can see al ada on the ground. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Bar Avia Mesayim b'Mashar Yehuda. Rabbi Bar Avia continued in the name of the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Akrinu, and we read the pasuk, Madikosib is sefer the Raisa the Moshe, the sefer of the Torah of Moshe, Ishta Maidinu. We follow what the Torah said, and we read it, we told him. You know, the pasuk, Yim Lechavatz, and so on and so forth. Well, Chavlai Snal, Torah says.
What's the
fugue? The symbols are all kinds of drushim, and drushim, and drush, and what the symbols of Moshe is. Please, Barabacha. Yeah, here's our, yeah. But this is what we said in the court to push the people. We're talking to now to the layman. Yeah, true. Yeah. So we read the pasuk lechafatzti lekachti and so on. She says that. Okay. So my right. One of them says that you have to bring, when she comes forward and says, "My husband died, your brother," she actually has to bring two edim that her husband died. Doesn't have to be two edim, even a relative, even another woman has to come into the bezin and say, "Her husband died," which is your brother. Why? Because all it is a gili milsa. Because we have a rule that anything that is so self-evident, we don't need proper edis. Here, we'll find out in a day whether her husband is dead or not dead. So therefore, we don't need proper edis. You said, but he's showing in the olden days.
So in other words, even though you've got this issue of Eishas Ach, because the whole thing, I mean...
Yeah, but it's a Milsa Vida Guluya in anything, even the Raisa, it works. You don't need a... But that's not Vida Guluya, if he never comes back. Something Vida Guluya is, you're living in this town, she says, my husband's dead. We'll know in 5 minutes, that's true or not true. Can't hide that.
So, if the husband was somewhere else,
then we'll learn later on the reason why we believe in Eid Echad there is because Isha Dayek is a mincevah, because they're told from work. She'll do her own homework. That's what right. But in olden days, she miscarried him. In olden days, she shemai mitzvahs yibum kodemes, then we encourage him yibum. The mitzvah comes first. But after today, she miscarried him mitzvah. Amru, we say mitzvah chalitza kedem mitzvah yibum. Today, we say chalitza first. Now we went back to say mitzvahs yibum kodemes lemitzvah chalitza. Today, so it's the olden days, then there's sort of the immediate past, the generation, and now. Today we're going back to the good old days that yibum takes precedence.
So was this
also a double shem minyan? We'll see the minyan, yeah. Well, are we better today? This is a famous expression that Moshe's reading. Ach shedore, well, are we better today than Amol? So this is what we're referring to. It's not a question of how people behave. It's a question of who the halach is like. First they thought like Abba Shol says that you're not allowed to marry. Since if you don't do Shemayim, you're talking about doing an Isra of Eishas Ach. So if you follow Abba Shol, then we shouldn't allow Yibam at all. Let's go to Chalitza. But then we decided to follow Chacham. We say that even there's not a mitzvah, even though Shemayim, you're still all right. Mikardus of like Abba Shol. Therefore, we said no more Yibam Chalitza. What's the ma'aseh? The Tanya, we learned. Abba shalom and hakoynis as evem to l'shem. No, if you marry your sister-in-law because she's pretty, all the mishas because you like for marriage, all the shum dover acher, any other ulterior motive, ki'ilu pagei be'erva. It's almost, it's not mamish, but it's almost like you're committing a sin with an erva, v'kodav ani be'enai li as a vlad mamzer. Strong language. Not a mamzer mehatayda, because the Torah allowed you to. But it's almost like a mamzer. Because first of all, who knows your thoughts? How does anybody know he did the sheshmaim or not? Any ulterior motive is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is because the Torah said so. That's all. What exactly the get of this child is hard to know. It's not a mamzer, so what is it? It was like as if it should be a mamzer, but it's not. So it's strong language, in other words, don't do it. No difference. L'shem Shemayim, L'shem Shemayim. You got to do it. No, it's a thought. You have to monitor his thoughts. How can you do that? We have no instrument for it. Okay. True. Now, so Amo, they fell like Abba Shaw. That's why we discouraged it. And today we went back to Chacham. That's why we allow to do a Yivam as well. Manton Lord is about who learned the following. He says, Yivam Yavila, a mitzvah. The Yivam Yavila is a mitzvah. Shebetchila, before she had any relation with any of the brothers, Haisa Olav, Bechlal Het. Before she, this, when she was a strange woman to this family, she could have married any one of the brothers. Then when she married Reuven out of the six brothers, Nessa, she became Asad and all the other brothers. Then when Reuven died, Vechazer Vehutin, now she's again Mutter. If she had no children, she's Mutter, all the brothers in the midst of Yibum. Yachal, I would have thought Tachzel Het Tedadishin. I would have thought she goes back to the original status, which we'll soon see what that means, the original status. Tamleimer Yevama Yavela Mitzah. That not only that any brother can marry her, there's actually a mitzvah to marry her. Mantan, who's the author of that? And what's going on here? Amr Aviz Chabavdim, Abba Shol, it's Abba Shol saying it, and this is what he meant to say, Baruch Kama. Yevama Yevala mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, Shebetchila, before she married into the family, Hoyse, Oyla Bechal Hete, you're allowed to marry her. Ratzu L'Shem, no, you were married because she's beautiful, Koinze. Ratzu Shemishas, Koinze. Nasra, what happened? What's the name of Noy and Ishas? Ishas means, I guess, just to have kids.
For the sake of marriage.
Yeah, I know what that means. What else is there you're getting married? Why pick this woman? Yeah. I know, yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he even brought this right, I don't know. Nesra, then when she married Reuven or one of the brothers, he became also the rest of the brothers. Then Chazer Vuhuta, then when the brother died, she's now Mutter. Yochel, I would have thought, Tachzer Tedadisha, and I thought you can go back the same way. No, just like before, you could have married her for any ulterior motive. Now, again, you can marry her for any ulterior motive. Tamalema Yibama Yilam Mitzvah, only for the sake of Shem Shemayim. That's Abba Shol. You can only do it if it's a mitzvah. But if you don't do a mitzvah, it's almost like a mamzer, it's almost like erva. Rava Amar, Rava says, no raya. Fill the time Rabban. I can learn that this braisa here is found in Rabban. And mitzvah doesn't mean that you have to do it l'shem mitzvah. What does it mean then? First of all, in the beginning, when she was a stranger, anybody could have married her. It's up to you. You want to marry her, you want to marry her. Not to forget about the reasons why. Nobody in the family has to marry the friend of the girl. Yeah, no. Nessa, when she married Reuven, she became also to all the brothers. Then Chazer Vehutu, when Reuven died, now she's Mutter's brothers. Yochel Tachzer Tedadisha, I would have thought she goes back to the original status, which means what? You have a breeder, Rotzer, Koinzer, Rotzer, Einer, Koinzer. You could marry, not marry. And the Chiddush is that you have to. Fred Gemara, before the Gemara has to finish a chance to finish what they're saying, the Gemara jumps in. Rotzer, Einer, Koinzer, what do you mean? If you want to, you don't have to marry. Ha'agidabe, the ties are ready. What do you mean? How can you even think that you have a choice? Yeah, there's a Zika. You think you just walk out? Elaima say, Rotza Kainza, Rotza Chalitza. I would have thought it's equal. Either give her, get married, or give her Chalitza and you sever your ties. Tamlema Yavamela Mitzvah. It's better to do Yibam rather than Chalitza. Change the mind, Mitzvah.